News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, this week's Brazos County Commissioners meeting, there was an update about five projects going on at East Ord Airport. Here's more from Airport Manager Josh Abramson.
I've been here for 2 years. I spent the first year and a half talking about what we're going to do. People got tired of talking about what we're going to do. So this is an opportunity to tell you about what we're doing. And this is a part of my first public address in a series that I want to make to the local governments and pushing for College Station and City of Bryan next. But I want to just hit on a little bit, give you a little bit of an overview. Starting first with the entrance shades that we just recently installed at the airport. You no longer have to have it rain inside your car when you roll down the window to go in and out. It's just one of those small little things to help inviting to the community. You also see an LED sign there in the center point. That's where we can really improve and work on our welcome message to people that are coming into the community as well as leaving the community. And so we're really excited about that opportunity. The next slide is the McKenzie Terminal improvements. The room that you are looking in is going to be the new ticket holding area. We're expanding the ticket holding area so that men, women, and babies don't have to share the single hole potty that we have in the existing holding area after security screening. Also, once we complete construction, you'll be able to purchase a cup of coffee or a snack and not have to throw it away in the TSA line because it's on the correct side of the screening. So with that comes those improvements, more comfortable spaces, a larger space, and better utilizing our existing footprint on there. Another large improvement that we have just kicked off, started with the demolition of the Quonset hangar there, is our new general aviation terminal. This project right here is going to be the front door for people that come into the general aviation side. So those are our armed forces, the pilot training that comes into there, student pilots, as well as the game day traffic, and just about most of the decision makers that fly into our community, that fly into Easterwood, they will come in through this new front door entrance of the general aviation terminal. Additionally, we finished our rebranded website. We've updated the website. We actually have flight information on there, a clean look without a lot of clutter. We had done so much as that to everybody shares in what we have to update and have on our pages as a government website. We actually have an individual separate website that has all the required information on it, and this is focused on the traveler. We'll continue to update pictures and information on here. Through the website, you'll even be able to purchase your cup of coffee while you're in the TSA line and have it ready for you on the other side once construction's complete. We're not quite there yet on there. And it's also a multilingual. We have 7 languages on the website we just looked at analytics yesterday and it's frequently used.
You're listening to comments from the manager at East Ord Airport, Josh Abramson, updating the Brazos County Commissioners this week on activities taking place at the East Ord Airport.
Finally, is a larger announcement, a pretty good announcement I'm happy to talk about. American Airlines is going to be bringing in a larger aircraft into the community. Now, it's all relative. We're not talking 737s here, but we're talking about a CRJ-700. It's a 65-passenger dual-class aircraft. That means it has first class and then the basic economy in the back. And, you know, that really speaks well for our market. That means that they have they're happy with our market, that we produce enough revenue and enough passenger flow to facilitate a larger aircraft. So this aircraft will come in pretty strong in April, phases back out a bit. It'll be a bit of a mixed fleet as we start to fill out and compete for other communities for these aircraft. So I'm real excited about all the updates that have come out with those. And I have one more thing while we're speaking on the Hill. I am also a vice chairman for a small community air service working group. With the FAA Extension Safety and Security Act of 2016, Senator Thune put in Section 2303 to create this group. So I'm the vice chair of a 30-member group, representatives from the Airline Pilots Association, the union members, airline executives, airport executives, mayors, Department of Transportation from the state organizations, professors. So there's a lot of a mix of people, and it's our goal to improve small community air service. And there's really 4 initiatives that we're working on, is to work on airport funding, from Federal Aviation Administration and ways to better utilize airport funding. Once again, that unfunded mandate is rings true with us as well on there. The pilot training. There is a need for pilot training actually globally, and we're going to compete on the global market for pilot training. Where it concerns small communities the most is that those are the small communities. Those are just small routes. When they start running out pilots to fly airplanes, it's going to be the small communities that they pull the aircraft from. The Essential Air Service Program and Small Community Air Service Development Grant Program. There's acronyms. I'm not going to try to throw those out. We were actually recipient of that. We still hold the grant today, and that is for our solicitation to help provide service to Atlanta on there. And then finally, public-private partnerships and how some examples of that throughout the nation.
And there's your update of five projects going on at East Ord Airport, along with some new announcements from Airport Manager Josh Abramson. You can read what he was referring to in a presentation he gave to county commissioners along with those comments. That's all online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.